Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
It's Anna Daly in for Andrea today. And it is our How I Live Well time, where we learn about something that could make our lives a little better from those who have mastered it properly. And today we are talking about horse riding. And I'm joined by John O'Leary from Carrig Mines Equestrian Centre. Good afternoon to you, John.
Afternoon,
you actually look like a horse rider.
I don't know how to take that, but thank you.
That's a huge compliment, by the way. Tell us about the Equestrian Centre, first of all.
Right, okay. So we're Carrig Mines Equestrian Centre. We're based in South Dublin. We've been operating as a family business. So I started off by my parents. Myself and my brother primarily run it now, but mm-hmm. the whole family is involved in it. And we've been operating there for 32, 33 years at this stage.
Wow. So from generation to generation.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, we've taken over the reins now and keeping it going and
love
trying to develop
pun
it.
Pun intended.
No pun intended. But keeping it going and just trying to keep developing it and keep people horse riding.
Brilliant, yeah. My sister-in-law does horse riding and her posture is just so beautiful and you can always tell, can't you?
Yes.
Which is what I'm referring to about you, by the way. How long have you been horse riding yourself? As a child, I assume, if you've grown up around it, it's your world.
Yeah, so I've grown up around it. There's five of us in the family. I was probably the slowest or the latest one to take it up. Set back a little bit for a few years, took it up when I was about 12 or 13.
Okay.
Seared properly. I would have ridden a little bit as a younger child, but took it when I was 12 or 13, and I'd still ride to this day, still be riding.
And that was late by comparison to your siblings, was it?
Yes, exactly. They would have all started.
Yeah, you were busy doing other things, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. Running around, playing other sports, and getting into trouble and that kind
of thing. Getting in trouble, exactly. I have three boys. I know all about that. So how did you get involved in it? Well, we know this was your life. This was your family's business,
exactly.
I suppose. In terms of taking it up, like I'm in my 40s now, could I start, could I decide I want to learn how to horse ride now? Or is it something you should be doing as a child?
No, absolutely. We get people started at all age groups. So primarily, I suppose kids, a lot of kids started. So kids from 6 years old started, 6 years and upwards started. And they're probably at an advantage. They have no fear. They just get up on the horse and they think this is wonderful and they're bullying the horse around the place and making it do everything that they're meant to do. But adults take it up all the time. Recently, just after COVID, actually, with a lady, a 70-year-old lady who decided during COVID that she was going to take up horse riding. And she still rides. She probably rides once a month kind of thing, but she's still well into her 70s and riding and only took it up 3 or 4 years ago.
See, that's so inspirational, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it is. It's fabulous. And is she riding to a high level? No, not at all. But she just loves getting on the horse and having the connection with the horse and the whole.
And you do it at your pace. You're reminding me of skiing because I'm one of these really slow, work the whole mountain and I do it at my own. But that's what I enjoy.
Yeah.
Whereas other people enjoy taking off like a tornado.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is the beauty of it. So you can move at your own pace. You'll have some people, they might ride once a month, once a year, and that's fine. You have people who will go and ride for a while and then decide to buy their own horse and they'll be up every day riding that horse, looking after the horse, spend hours and hours on it. So it really is, it's at your own pace. And like any sport, some people pick it up quicker than others. Some people will move very quickly through it. Other people just want to do it as an absolute hobby and just because they love it and they love the time spent with the animals.
And it will just be one of the many things they do, I suppose, as an extracurricular.
Yeah, yes, exactly. And some extra exercise.
Is it an expensive hobby? Because if I'm honest, I always had the perception that it was.
I suppose any sport can be expensive. It depends on how involved in it you get. So just as an example, for an adult coming riding, if you come to a term, so you sign up for a number of weeks. So you'd come for a 10-week term to start off, and it's 42, it works out at 42 euros for an hour of riding per week over a 10-week period. So it's 42 euros for each session. So with that, there is equipment that you can buy when you're starting off. We have the equipment. We provide the equipment for people starting. If you're going to stick with it, as you get better and more involved, certainly there's more things to spend money on and more costs to consider. But to start off, it's not too
expensive. And what would be the basic equipment that I'd need now, John?
So if you're coming up for a lesson, you need a riding hat and riding boots are the two essentials that you need.
Okay.
But there's things that we provide. So certainly for anyone starting out, we have all the equipment there to get you started. Then if they're sticking with it, things like body protectors are the next item you buy. And they kind of be your key items.
Yeah. You build your
wardrobe.
It does become quite the wardrobe doesn't it?
It does. It really does. Yeah.
It is dangerous or can be dangerous. And, we hear of the accidents, I suppose, quite a lot. And that really scares me then when you hear about those tragic accidents.
Yeah, I suppose hopefully not quite a lot hearing about them. But yeah, certainly riding, it's considered, as skiing that you referenced a moment ago, it's considered to be a risk sport as much as
is
skiing.
Is it? Right? Yes.
You know that? Yeah. But like, so we do say that you will fall off at some point when you're horse riding. It does happen. Everyone falls off at some stage in their life. Some people fall off plenty of times. But when you're starting, everything is like taking up any new sport. Everything's going a bit slower. So at the start, we don't see as many falls. It's just when people start moving quicker and get a bit more pace into it, then if they haven't got their balance
they're
right.
Getting a bit more adventurous. Is that what you're saying?
That's basically it. Yeah.
You're getting cocky.
Exactly. And you're on a horse and they can be unpredictable as well. But 90% of the time, it's a safe pastime.
Brilliant. And of course, you know, you need to have the lessons and, take it slowly.
Yeah, exactly. And to learn. And it's all about, it's actually very good for your core and building up your core strength. So when you're on the horse is moving all the time. So you're sitting on the horse, so you're having to adjust your balance all the time. So, but once you get that balance right, and once you get that core strength operating and working as we'd all love it to be, then that improves your position and your seat on the horse, and then you're reducing the chances.
Well, this is what I'm going to ask you about, because this is all about wellness.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So it's a physical activity for sure.
Yes,
it's an amazing exercise, isn't it? So let's talk about, first of all, cardiovascular health is one of the huge benefits.
Yeah, it is. So a lot of people, when you talk about horse riding, people who don't horse ride kind of think, oh, the horse does all the work. The horse definitely doesn't do all the work. It is a huge workout. And if you're doing a lesson and you're kind of walking and trotting and cantering, which for an hour, you're probably going to burn around 200 calories during that session, which is a good workout. And you're also, as I mentioned, the core, you're strengthening your core and the muscle, you're strengthening your muscles as you go along as well.
Okay, you're lowering your blood pressure as well. Is that because it brings down stress?
That is true, yeah. So I suppose when you're dealing with the horses, you need to, anyone who comes into the environment with the horses in it, they need to be nice, calm environment. So you naturally, if you come in roaring and shouting, the horse is kind of going to be looking, wondering what's going on. So everyone approaches them. It's a calm setting that you're looking for. So that feeds into the person as well. So everything just slows down. Everyone calms down. Blood pressure goes down. And yeah, it reduces.
Because the presence of horses, we often hear this, are really good for us. Really good for our health. Really good for our mental health.
Yes, they are. And any animal, being around any animal is generally has health benefits to it. And with the horses, you're because you're on top of the horse, you're trusting the horse. So,
yes.
So you're really building up a relationship between you and that horse.
And also, just to go back to the skiing thing, I find my brain doesn't think about anything else because it's in survival mode.
Yes.
And I'm not even trying to be funny about that.
Yeah.
I genuinely am so focused on, doing it right and keeping myself upright.
Yes.
That nothing else is going through your head, which is quite glorious when you think about it.
And it's a total stress relief because everything disappears because you are so focused, especially at the start. You're focused on getting that balance right, staying on that horse, controlling the horse. It's your responsibility all of a sudden to make the horse stop, to make the horse go, to make it turn left and right. And it's all new. And you really have to give it 100% attention, which is great for just forgetting about everything else that's gone on during the day. And you're focused and making the horse do what you want it to do, not what it decides it wants to do. So,
of course, and that can happen, John.
I suppose they all have their own personalities and they're all a little bit different. So you get some stubborn horses who think, I don't want to go or I don't want to do this exercise. And then you get the other ones who are so willing and so happy to do it. And they literally know their job and know what they have to do. So yeah, we and most riding schools would have a mix of horses and they all have different traits and
different personalities.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Are there certain ways to communicate with a horse? Because some people are incredible at it, aren't they?
Yes, they are. I suppose when people are coming up and coming riding, the communication, we'd rely on the voice a lot. So they would speak to the horse. Your hands and your legs are also part of your aids to get the horse going, to get the horse moving. But yeah, voice and tone. And then, children, you see them at the end of their lessons and they're still sitting on the horses, but they put their hands down, they're bending down and giving the horses a big hug at the end of the lesson and petting the horses and just touching with them.
And children are amazing for that, actually, aren't they?
Yes.
Without even thinking about it, there's no thought that goes into that. It's just really organic.
Oh, yeah. No, totally. Totally. And they love it and they adore it. And they all have their favourite ponies and they want to ride, their favourite pony and spend hours and hours with them. So, yeah, they can waste time. You normally see parents in the car park waiting for the kids to come back after the lesson, but the kids are gone, lost, up trying to find their favourite pony so they can pet their pony. And
of course, yeah. And do you find when you look at children in particular after a lesson, are they more calm?
Yeah, definitely. Yes, definitely. And, you know, you see kids, it's funny because you see kids and the different personalities. You would see the young children and might be the quietest person who comes into your office before the lesson, and they get up onto that horse and they become a different child. And they're this confident child who's bossing this pony around and they're glowing during the lesson. And it just, you know, and it's good for their confidence. It helps them with in future life, and yeah, it's a great activity.
It's brilliant. Okay, and you're glowing as you talk about it, so it is a genuine passion.
It is a genuine, they're wonderful animals.
Well, look, if anyone wants to get in touch, it's a lovely family business, 30 years plus in the running, Carrig Mines Equestrian Centre. John O'Leary, thanks very much for joining us.
No problem, you're very welcome.
I'll be out for a lesson. I'll ride him off into the sunset in no time.
Certainly.
Thanks, John.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.